one of the problems with having friends is that you get roped into doing things.
Oh, yeah.
Like becoming a bridesmaid. And if you've ever been a bridesmaid and you've had to deal with a bridezilla, we want to know, what was it that they made you do? 424-1234. You can tweet at Petch and Amy. One woman said that she was asked to try to seduce the groom because if he got caught cheating, it would cancel out their prenup. Your friend was like, "Hey, can you try to get my?"
So if your best, I'm gonna say your best friend, you've been friends. Like if she was getting married and she turned around and said to him, "Amy, can you just like you know try it on with him, just see if he kind of if he does if he'll do anything or not?" Like, what would you say? You
go,
I'd say no. But isn't that weird to ask?
It is. And what are you willing to put up with? Because it is an important day in somebody's life, and
absolutely,
they're spending thousands and thousands of dollars.
That's say like 30 to 40 grand is an average for a wedding. For a wedding.
God, that's three of my cars that I bought.
That's what
you could have three cars, or you could have a day
and
some memories that you won't remember because there's open bar. One bridesmaid said that she was brunette. The bride, also brunette, asked her to dye her hair blonde so that she could be the only brunette at the wedding.
That's insane. Yeah, 31 grand, they say, is the average cost for a wedding in 2016.
If you've been a bridezilla, what was it that made you a bridezilla? You go the other way on this as well. So what's the most outrageous request you've received as a bridesmaid? And brides out there, what made you a bridezilla? You can tweet at PetchNamie or 424-1234.